Hey, so sorry, I didn't record when I woke up. I woke up late and I had to go do something, then I had this show at noon. The shows here start at like 11 a.m. So I did a noon show. That was fun. I never did a show at noon before. And then I had more shit to do and didn't have time to record till just now. And it's like 8:24 here in the p.m. Sorry about that. I did my show, and that was the worst one I've done since I've been in Scotland. It's weird because people come to the show. Well, you know what? Most people have been cool and have enjoyed the show, I think. But it says some people aren't into it, and I'm like, the name of the show is Chris Laker is Dead. It says in the description, I want to talk about death. And then I talk about death, and it still bums people out. It's very hard to talk about death. I think I gotta stop after I'm done here. It's weird because it's the thing we all have in common. No matter what, we have this in common. We're dying. We have people in our family who have died. Well, all of them. We're all, and, but I understand it's a bummer. The death. The fact that that's the worst thing that can happen to you, and it's going to totally happen to you. I should stop talking about it on this podcast right now. I think I will. Although Aretha Franklin just died. Oh, the Queen of Soul. She was the best. And only 76. For some reason, I thought she was older. I guess because she was always like a mature presence, you know, and but that's sad. R.I.P. I guess I'll look at the news, right? With anything besides that, you know, I still get upset about all the Trump stuff, but I do feel like it's less that I'm here in another country, here in the old United Kingdom. Love the UK, but I do miss America. But I'll be happy to get back. I'm not gonna read that. No, Omarosa. I won't read yours either. Although I'm enjoying those tapes that she's releasing. Man, this is all. Oh, because I went into politics Reddit, not news Reddit. Aretha Franklin, we covered that. Body cam video released of Denver mayor's son threatening a cop. The son of a mayor. It's easy to be a douche when you're the son of a mayor. Because you're like, my dad runs this town. I should be able to do whatever the fuck I want. And you're a kid, you don't know. Not to be a. It's very. I can get mad. Whenever I get a douchey kid, I don't know how old, maybe the son is 28. I'm going to assume he's in high school. When I run into like a douchey kid, I got to remember I was an obnoxious motherfucker. And my dad wasn't even the mayor. But I guess that gives you more responsibility being the mayor's son. So, yeah, fuck this kid. You should, well, you shouldn't threaten a cop if you're the mayor's son. But I would imagine he's grounded. FCC shuts down Liberty Radio, Alex Jones's pirate flagship radio station. Everybody's coming for Alex Jones. It's like once one person or one of the, you know, whatever, who shut him down first? YouTube? And then Twitter suspended him. But tough to be Alex Jones. I'll say this. And I shit on Alex Jones every day. I see a story on him. We let him be Alex Jones for so long. It's got to be kind of shocking to be like, hey, I was saying Sandy Hook was fake for years and years. Well, years and years? Yeah, how long has it been? It's been like 4 or 5 years, right? Now everybody's upset. I've been an asshole for a long time. And now everybody says you're an asshole. That's how I make a living. Okay, this is not a happy story, but I'm still going to read it. U.S. bosses now earn 312 times the average worker's wage, figures show. So that's just something to know. That seems like a lot, right? 312 times? How about 100 times? That's a lot. 100 times? 100 times what the low. So if the lowest paid worker makes $20,000, whatever, what's 100 times that? 2 million? That's a lot of money. Is that right? Is that what that is? Do I have to do the math on that? Hold on a second. If it was 100 times, yeah, come on. That's good. Good. I guess it's not enough. Expert, CBD oils can be responsible for failed drug tests. So lay off that CBD if you got to, I don't know, you're going to go work for the post office? I don't know, who drug tests? You know what? I had a job interview. I'm embarrassed to say this. I probably said this before on the show, but I had a job interview in 2016, summer of 2016, at Fox News to work on this show, Red Eye. And I knew the host. Or I'd met him, this guy Tom Shalhoub, who's like, seemed like a nice guy. I didn't know he was like a kind of like a right-wing dude. Because here's the thing about most people. They come off nice when you meet them. And I'm not saying he's, I don't know. I don't know if he can be a right-wing dude, but I'm not going to get into that. But, and it was a kind of a comedy writing job. It was their late-night comedy show. That's not there anymore. So I was like, I don't know if a gig's a gig. You know, I tried, I was like, maybe it'll be interesting to be on the inside of Fox News, right? And see, you know, during the election, and this is before Trump had the fucking nomination and shit. And, but they were saying you had to submit to a drug test. So if I had the job, I probably wouldn't have got the job anyway because you smoke marijuana, you can't work at Fox News. Fuck off, dude. You want me to write jokes and you don't want me to smoke marijuana ever? Okay, not on the job. But, you know, after work, when I need to expand my mind. So if you work at Fox News, get off the CBD oil. They'll bust your ass because it's like being a goddamn military school or something. Doing drug tests? Shit. I was just kind of counting on that I wouldn't get the job. And if I did get the job, then it's like, is that what you're testing for? Is this what you got to do? You got to worry about if a comedy writer smokes marijuana? That's a rough one. We'll do one more story and then I'll get out of here. Sorry. I just keep apologizing for the silence, but Hackensack, New Jersey, submarine USS Ling apparently flooded intentionally. I don't know what that means. I just saw a submarine. I was like, that's probably like a interesting story, but I'd have to read that to figure it out. All right, that doesn't count. I've got to find a new one. Okay, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, real average hourly earnings down 0.2% over the 12 months ending July 2018. Well, that doesn't sound like a lot. I can't tell you what my average hourly. Well, I could. I could probably figure it out, but no, you can't figure it out. But 0.2%. Well, I mean, what's that like? If your hourly earnings is $20. I don't know. What's a normal hourly earnings? $80, 20, 10? I don't know. It's 0.2% less than it used to be. Sorry about that. Sorry to hear that. I guess mine's down too. I didn't even notice. Well, I better go get to work. 1.2% more. Not 0.2. 0.2%. I could do that. That much extra. Oh boy, this one wasn't good. I'm aware. I'm sorry. Episode 479. We're still trying to get this show to not suck. See you tomorrow. Yes, you will. I will see you tomorrow. We love you.